Well, our growers here in Florida have yet to endure a major freeze this season, but unfortunately, growers on the West Coast have not been quite as lucky with...
One of the things getting a lot of attention is the citrus crop.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We have been seeing over the last four mornings, looking from the period from January 11th through the 14th, temperatures falling in the San Joaquin Valley into the mid to high 20s in many locations across the citrus production area, and that has necessitated producers to try to save the crop with some of the protective measures that are typically employed, including sprinkler systems and wind methods, whether they be helicopters or wind machines over the orchards to help to stir up the cold air at the surface and mix down some of the warm air aloft.
Of course, our farmers are well aware that those methods are not cheap. In fact, USDA is estimating that California growers have spent about $10 million to protect their fruit. However, Rippey says the good news is that the worst of the freeze is over, with a gradual warming trend forecasted for the rest of the week.
We'll continue to see some temperatures mostly in the 30s for the remainder of the week, but by the middle to latter part of the week, we'll actually see high temperatures climbing back to above normal levels, first in Northern California, then eventually spreading into the Southwest. So we have gotten through this event looking at what we've seen so far, primarily a four-day event with the coldest weather centered on the weekend days, Saturday and Sunday.
No word yet, of course, on how intense the damage will be from the freeze and how it might affect the markets. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.